I'm Good morning. You are listening to 88.5 FM WMNF Tampa. My name is Katarina. We just heard Say She, that one of the headliners at the tropical heat wave happening on May 4th, Saturday in Ybor City at the Cuban Club. It's going to be an amazing show put on by your very own WMNF. We're going to take over Cuban Club, all three levels, and music will be playing constantly. Actually, four levels this time. We'll be outside in the cantina, in the ballroom, as well as the theater. We'll be playing 50 years of hip-hop event that happened here at WMNF and was recorded by our staff. So great times ahead. If you haven't gotten your ticket yet, you can go online to WMNF.org and pick up a ticket there. Well, we're going to get right back to it. We have new music from the Brother Brothers. I always thought that name was a little weird. But I'm going to play this tune for you because it is amazing. Love it. So let's hear it from the Brother Brothers. The name of this song is Comes and Goes. And you can hear it on their record called the January album.
There she was, with her hair up in flowers, and a dress like April showers. Voice just like the evening, it comes and goes, she's the one that waits for me, comes and goes, and Lord, I know she's waiting there for me. Oh, and there she said, boy, you gotta find religion, it's not in a church or building, it's out along the highway, you come and go, amongst the saints and sinners. You come and go, you go, and then you come back home to me. There she sits on a bench inside the garden. She visits there quite often to gossip with the plants they grow. They come and go, they come and go. The autumn is awaiting. It comes and goes, and Lord, I know she's waiting there for me. Thank you. ago my heart was set to live. Oh, and I've been trying hard against unbelievable odds. It gets so hard in times like now to hold on, but guns that wait to be stuck by at my side is God.
Are listening to 88.5 FM WMNF Tampa. My name is Katarina. It is a pleasure to be here with you. We just heard from a big star of their number one record. We heard The Ballad of El Gudo. And we also heard from the Brothers in that set of their record January album. We heard Comes and Goes, and that one is a brand new tune. Well, we're gonna have Lisa Marzilli in with the news in just a second, but today is Ella Fitzgerald's birthday, so let's hear a little bit of It's Only a Paper Moon here on 88.5. Happy birthday, Ella. Born on this day in 1917 in Newport, Virginia.
But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Without your love, it's a honky-tonk parade. Without your love, it's a melody played in a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me.
Say it's only a paper moon,
ba-boo-ba-bee,
sailing over a cardboard sea. It's only a canvas sky, hanging over a muslin tree. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believe in me. Without your love.
Well, you know what that means. It's time for Lisa Marzilli and the third batch of the morning show news. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. So speaking of doing great, right after the news, we'll hear new music from Mipso. It was released last week on April 19th, just ahead of 420, and the name of the song is Green Jesus. And
love it.
I hope our listeners really enjoy this song about Green Jesus. All right.
Good morning. I'm Lisa Marzilli with the WMNF News headlines at 8:31. Florida's chief financial officer, Jimmy Patronis, is hosting a roundtable on homeowners insurance in Clearwater. Today's event will feature the state's top insurance officials in a panel discussion dubbed Putting Policyholders First, but it is not open to the public. The homeowners crisis has become a hotbed issue for constituents, forcing many residents to flee the state. But the Tampa Bay Times notes that public hearings, both in the legislature and around the state, have been rare. Patronis, a Republican, is considering a run for governor after Ron DeSantis leaves office in early 2027. A Florida law that bars executives from failed companies from being rehired in similar roles at another company without first proving they weren't responsible for the prior failure is being put to the test. The Tampa Bay Times reports the law on the books since 2002 is well known in the insurance industry, dubbed by some insiders as a no-fly list. It applies to officers and directors who worked for a company within 2 years of it going belly up. The wave of recent insurance company insolvencies has contributed to Florida's sky-high insurance premiums. In the last 8 months, Insurance Regulation Commissioner Mike Jaworski says he's sent letters to six companies about 19 executives in top-level jobs, warning that they are violating the law. The letters threaten to revoke the company's ability to write insurance in Florida if the executives don't step down, an action the Times reports regulators do not appear to have ever taken against an insurer. Former insurance commissioner Kevin McCarty says the fact that so many insurers are hiring executives from failed companies without getting permission feels like they're giving the middle finger to state regulators. A sprawling entertainment production studio complex is coming to a historically black neighborhood in Fort Lauderdale. The property, 61 acres off of Sunrise Boulevard, was once home to a garbage incinerator that left the area contaminated. The site has since been deemed safe by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. Pamela Beasley Pittman represents the area on the City Commission.
This transformation of the former incinerator site exemplifies the responsible urban planning. This project breathes a new life and new opportunities in this underutilized area.
The project includes plans for a studio for commercials and music videos, space for e-sports conferences, and a film school. It's expected to bring hundreds of jobs to the area, which commissioners hope will boost the economy of the historically underserved neighborhood. The Guardian is reporting that Israel appears to be readying to send troops into Gaza's southernmost city of Rafah, where more than half of the occupied territory's 2.3 million Palestinians are sheltering. The Israeli military said yesterday that two reservist brigades have been mobilized for missions in Gaza, while video circulating online appears to show rows of square white tents going up in Khan Yunis, 3 miles north of Rafah, which was decimated in a months-long Israeli air and ground campaign. More than 34,000 Palestinians have been killed in the Israeli assault, according to the health ministry. Meanwhile, Julie Walker reports from Columbia University, where school officials have extended talks with Gaza war protesters, averting another confrontation.
Columbia University, surrounded by barricades and police, with a small group of protesters outside, inside, very different. Columbia's encampment has about 60 tents now. Students have been out here since last Wednesday, mostly peaceful. Professor Farah Jasmine Griffin has been supporting them.
I really don't want to see police and National Guard brought in. That's the danger. I don't want to see them harmed. I want to see them engaged.
Columbia is giving this encampment until Friday to leave and complains about non-students on campus. Ari came from another college on Friday to join the protest.
The more successful we are here, the more successful we open the gates for other students. And so that's why I traveled to be here.
She says as a Jewish student, she felt compelled to support them. At Columbia, I'm Julie Walker.
It's going to be mostly sunny with a high of 85 today. Overnight lows will be in the upper 60s. Sunny and warmer on Friday with a high of 88 degrees. I'm Lisa Marzilli. It's 8:36, and you're listening to the Thursday Morning Show with Katerina on 88.5 FM and WMNF.org.
I was all worn down. I lost the sun behind an endless cloud. And I finally understood that childhood story that they shouted in our ears on Sunday morning. I found Jesus. Green Jesus, pick me up right off my knees, Jesus. If our Savior's name is sweet relief, he came to bring us peace. And I'll pray up those blinds. I heard my favorite song like the first time. My neighbor asked, how are you, when I smiled and waved. And I looked him in the eyes and I said, saved, 'cause I found Jesus. Green Jesus, pick me up my knees, Jesus. I'll close close my eyes and breathe in deep and welcome sweet relief when I pray each day to green Jesus. Rainfall and holy sun makes green, sacred green share with everyone. But sometimes I get mean, I forget to sing, it builds up my tension. I've spent too long curling a fist, now I'm trying to unclench them. I never knew the deadheads in my high school class. I found Jesus. Green Jesus, pick me up right off my knees, Jesus. I guess I'll close my eyes and start to sing and let that doorbell ring. And I pray each day in my own way to green Jesus till I feel better.
Well, well, well. There we go. Mipso, new music from them with an important message for everybody to follow. So, breaking news. I've got a pair of tickets for the Tropical Heat Wave to give away. Yes. May 4th, Tropical Heat Wave is coming to the Cuban Club. And we are bringing it to the masses, you know, that's what we do. We put on great shows and Tropical Heat Wave is one of them. May 4th at the Cuban Club in Ybor, featuring music from Say She, the record company, Ruthie Foster, Eddie, 9 Volts, and the sensational Barnes Brothers, and many, many more. So if you'd like to go and take a friend with you, give me a call at 813-239-9663. 813-239-9663. And the lines are already ringing. In the background, we're listening to Krungamin with Pon Pon, something off their latest record. And after that, we'll hear a brand new tune from Strand of Oaks, and I'll be busy taking down names. All right.
Thank you. just something about the rain.
Of Oaks here on 88.5 FM WMNF Tampa. Something brand new from them. Timothy Showalter is actually the name of the artist behind Strand of Oaks. This is a slight departure in the sound. The tune is called Party at Monster Lake, and I'm excited to hear what is next. And my goodness, you guys lit up the phones, literally, for the tropical heat wave ticket giveaway. I honestly have not seen phones go off like that in a long time, if ever. And we have a lucky winner. His name is Chris. And we are super happy that Chris gets to go, but you can go too if you go to WMNF.org and purchase tickets there. We also have giveaways coming up tomorrow morning on Rena's great morning energy show. She will be giving away a pair of tickets. It's from 4 to 6 a.m. Saturday, the Surface Noise will be giving away a pair. And on Sunday, Acoustic Peace Club with Jeannie Holton will be giving away a pair of tickets as well. And then, of course, Monday, Gen X Redux and DJ Spaceship and so on and so forth. All of those shows will be giving away tickets to the tropical heat wave, and I look forward to seeing all of you there. Well, we're going to get back to music and hear something from Girl in Red. This is a project of a young artist from Sweden, and We're going to hear a song called I'm Back, a really great message behind the lyrics to this song. We'll also hear some music from Jane Weaver in that next set and Youth Lagoon by request. Here is Girl in Red here on 88.5 FM, your community radio.
I was gone for a minute cause I went to get help. It's not like I wanna die, at least not now. I love being alive. I was feeling so inadequate, never been so out of it. Didn't think I'd make it this far. Tracing all my steps, it's easy to forget. Like finding a light switch in the dark.
I'm back, I feel like myself. I was gone for a minute.
you so much for tuning in this morning to 88.5 FM WMNF Tampa. My name is Katarina. We're listening to Youth Lagoon in the background. I hope you have a wonderful day. Stay tuned for Democracy Now! And know that you have a friend in WMNF sending you all the best. Have a great day, everyone.
Threw me out, I could see it all about. Oh, good screen.
Registration for Summer Art Camp at the Tampa Museum of Art is now open. K through 12 campers create, learn, and play in the museum's new Vinnick Family Education Center. Not K through 12? The Tampa Museum of Art has classes for you too. Visit tampamuseum.org/studio to learn more.
Support for WMNF comes from listeners like you and Nova Southeastern University. With its focus on future leaders, NSU's H. Wayne Huizinga College of Business and Entrepreneurship ranks among the Princeton Review's top graduate entrepreneurs.